The SODC update from Councillors Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. Latest news on the joint local plan. SODC's current development plan, the plan that determines where new housing and other facilities should be built, was adopted in 2020 and runs until 2035. But in planning terms, this means it's already out of date. So, for the past 4 years, we've been working with colleagues in the Vale of Whitehorse Council to create a new Joint Local Plan, or JLP, which will take us forward another 15 years and which will provide an up-to-date set of policies and strategic development sites. In late 2025, the independent examiners assessing the JLP paused their work due to their concerns that we had failed to cooperate sufficiently with Oxford City over the allocation of houses to meet their needs as well. However, this was soon resolved following an intervention from the Housing Minister, and the examination is now back on track. A procedural meeting between the examiners and the Council's planning policy team took place in February, and we are now waiting for a revised timetable. Hopefully, this means that the examination in public sessions will take place over the summer, and we can target completion and adoption of the new plan by the end of 2026. It's very important that a new plan is created, because otherwise we will not be able to enforce higher environmental or construction standards across the district. We are also hoping to remove the contentious Chalgrove Airfield site from the plan, since it is in an unsustainable location and has a number of fundamental problems that would make it hard to deliver. So it's a watch this space scenario, and we will continue to keep everyone updated through the pages of the Benson Bulletin. £500,000 grant awarded to the Earth Trust. SODC recently approved the award of £500,000 to the Earth Trust to fund major improvements at the Earth Trust site in Little Wittenham, making it safer and more welcoming for visitors to enjoy the area's natural beauty. This money comes from the Community Infrastructure Levy, the CIL, from developer contributions. The Earth Trust looks after the largest free-to-access green space in Oxfordshire at Wittenham Clumps. Each year, around 200,000 people visit this area of open countryside, including around 6,500 education visits. New housing in the area has increased the numbers visiting this public open space, which has had a significant impact on the small country lanes and parking nearby. The charity has secured planning permission for the improvements, which include building a new junction and access road and 80 new parking spaces, including disabled spaces. In addition, there will be new hedgerows and sustainable drainage installed. These upgrades aim to reduce traffic, resolve parking issues, and improve access to the site. New safe walking and cycling routes will also be added, encouraging people to get outdoors and stay active. The project will create new jobs and volunteer opportunities, helping to strengthen the local community and economy. The upgrades will make it easier for families, schools and residents to visit, improving their health and well-being. It will also allow Earth Trust to become an even better space for learning about nature, with more opportunities for children and families to connect with the environment. By supporting this project, the Council is helping to create a lasting community resource that will provide free access to nature and educational activities for years to come, long after SODC has ceased to exist. And new electric waste vehicles purchased. South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse District Councils have taken delivery of their second electric waste collection and street cleansing vehicle, which produces 70% fewer carbon emissions than its diesel predecessor. Part of the Council's ambitions to reduce their carbon emissions and move towards net zero. The new vehicle, an Iveco eDaily caged tipper, was delivered to the Councils at the Cullum depot of their waste contractor, Biffa, last month. It is being used throughout both districts by crews as part of their work on street cleansing, emptying litter bins, picking up waste collected on litter picks, and clearing rubbish left to fly tips. It replaces a diesel tipper truck which covered approximately 33,000 miles a year. By changing to an electric tipper waste vehicle, the councils expect to save more than 13 tonnes of carbon dioxide equivalent a year with this one vehicle alone. This is a 70% reduction on the previous diesel truck. As well as having the tipper function, the new vehicle has a tools compartment, making it easier for crews to keep street cleansing gear easy to access and separate from the waste itself. The vehicle, like most EVs, is also quieter than diesel and petrol vehicles. And there's a picture of the two councillors, Councillor Sue Cooper and Anne-Marie Simpson, with the new vehicle.